The inauguration of the first ever directly elected mayor of Limerick takes place today. John Moran will receive Limerick's mayoral chain during a formal ceremony at St Mary's Cathedral later this morning. So what would the business community in Limerick like to see the mayor achieve during his five-year term? Sean Golden is chief economist and director of policy with Limerick Chamber, and he joins us in our Limerick studio. Sean, the mayor says he wants to deliver a more livable, ambitious and prosperous Limerick. What should be top of his agenda from a business perspective?
Yeah, I think there are three good thematic headings to kind of put everything you want under. In terms of the business community, one of the things that we see a lot is businesses take pride in their premises and the area around which they do business. What can happen sometimes if there's vacancy or dereliction or a shop that's closed for a while is it kind of brings the whole area down. So I think with the mayor and his remit, if we could get in and kind of invest and support the whole area and I suppose reward those businesses that are continuing to do business throughout tough times but also investing in their premises, I think we could lift whole areas up throughout the city and county, and I think that's something that would really have kind of impact on the business community throughout the whole of Limerick.
Many businesses would like to see their customers be able to park close by. What's the mayor's stance on that?
I don't know the stance exactly. I do know he supports active travel. He supports linkages, so I think it'd be on a case by case basis. I think when you consider Limerick at the moment, there's a transport study that's due to be delivered in September, and that will guide a lot of, I suppose, views in terms of parking and transport in the city centre, but it'll be an evidence-based piece of work as well. So I think we're all waiting for that, including the Chamber, to come out and see what the story is.
Now, Limerick Chamber hosted a debate during the election campaign and candidates were asked what their legacy would be in 5 years' time. John Moran said he will have solved the housing crisis. That was a very bold statement. Can he do it?
Yeah, it was a proper mic drop moment. Can he do it? I think he has set himself up nicely to do it. I think he has great experience internationally and nationally. I think he has the appetite to do it. I think he'll have the staff around him in Limerick City and County Council. So I think there's no better position to be in at the moment. However, there is a serious uphill battle when it comes to housing throughout the country, but especially in Limerick. But can he do it? I think he could.
He plans to have a base in council offices in towns in County Limerick like Newcastle West. He was elected a mayor for all of Limerick City and County. How important is that for businesses in the county that he advocates for them?
I think it's huge. Even the fact that he wants to base himself somewhere else a day a week or open up council offices elsewhere where perhaps other staff can work from if they're from Newcastle West and they can, you know, drive 5 minutes down the road rather than 45 minutes into town, that's huge. That in itself will boost the local economy because you'll have more people staying and working in their own area and spending money in their own area. But the fact that he's also putting magnifying glass on these areas by his presence and carrying out work there, I think is actually going to be huge.
Can you tell us about the executive powers that he has and how they can be used to boost the Limerick economy?
Yeah, so I suppose it is a focused remit, to be fair. It's got to do with strategic planning, housing, transport and some sustainability measures. So I suppose, you know, in the Chamber, one of the kind of chief areas we focus on is housing. And the mayor will have a lot got to do with that. But also the strategic planning function. You know, you hear a lot in Limerick and the Midwest about floating offshore renewable energy. And because the mayor will now be able to lead the development plan, that's going to be huge for places like Foynes when we come to review it in a couple of years' time through that lens of where Foynes can be in 10 or 20 years.
Sean Golden, Chief Economist and Director of Policy with Limerick Chamber, thank you very much for that. And the inauguration ceremony of the Mayor of Limerick, John Moran, takes place at 11:30 this morning in St Mary's Cathedral.